Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What, like, and a lot of people throwing stuff out there. I, Clint, I've told you, it'll be interesting. It'll probably happen right now on the text line.
Now we're talking.
Maybe that's what Bobby needs to do.
To get to the sex line.
All right.
But, like, you'll get some people saying he needs to throw more screens, then he needs to not throw more screens, or they need, as you said, need to have more one-on-one protections, or they need to do this and that and have chips and all this. They need to run the ball more. They need to stop running it more. They need to run it on first down. They don't need to run on first. Like, so many people are throwing. What do they actually need to do? All hands on deck. What does he need to do to solve this? Or is it just not solvable?
Well, look, it's layered. There's no quick fix. That's why it's still a problem, right? But there's the reality of it is listening to D'Amico, okay? The quickest fix is for players to play better. And it's not necessarily about executing. There is a layer of that, but there's the key players have to play better, right? You have to eliminate the penalties. You have to. What you proved this weekend is that when you have 9 penalties for 83 yards and a half, even a team as bad as the Tennessee Titans can beat you. So you've got to play better, and that's on every front. Start with the penalties, right? That can be fixed and should be fixed with some tough love, guys start committing penalties over and over again, like we saw Laremy Tunsil do, yank his ass out of the game, get somebody, I don't care who else, just get somebody else in there.
Well, like, you're at that point now.
You've got to, I do think that can be, that's just a focus thing. That's just a get your ass in the huddle, listen to what the quarterback's calling, and get off the ball on the snap count, right? I mean, that has to happen. And this football team is not good enough to overcome it when it doesn't happen. Number one. Number two, whatever D'Amico's talking about, he mentioned it on offense and defense. Whatever getting to your spots is, if you want to look at the John Metchie interception, the C.J. Stroud interception to John Metchie, fine. That's point to that right there. Sure looks like Metchie knew where the hell he was going, and it was a mistake by the quarterback. But the those kinds of things can be fixed. Those are just attention to details. And the quickest way for this team to get better is for the players to play better. And nobody, there's nobody that can impact this team's the speed in which they get better more than the quarterback, if the quarterback plays better. The truth of the matter is your quarterback's not playing very good football right now. That's just the reality of it.
But he can play better, right?
Like that's for CJ. Everyone knows like, that.
Because when you said that, and I agree with you, the quickest fix is that, hey, man, these dudes play like they did before and play like we've seen them at their best. And like Chris Long said earlier, these guys, they've got some guys out there that could play ball that have had great years. And as you said, the quickest thing is to play better. Is that possible for everybody? Like how many of the, like,
I don't. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about necessarily the physical side of it. Like the physical side of it. There's certain things that you're like the being more like I'm through asking this team to be more physical, right? They are
hit hard if you're playing against.
It's
us.
Been 2 years now. They are who they are.
It's just not gonna happen. Blame it on Bobby. Blame it on the offensive line coach. Blame it on the fact that the tip of the spear in the offensive line room is the highest paid guy, and he doesn't have a lick of physicality in him. Even though, by the way, the film shows he was a little better last week. But blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. Like that's the kind of stuff that I'm just not asking for anymore. I'm beyond asking for that. Right. You know, at the end of the day, with the way that the protection was in the Tennessee Titans game, and the way that the run game was rough, the offense still was able to move the football and still did some really, really good things, right? You can't turn the football over at the end of the first half. You can't turn the football over in the second half. You can't miss throws on third down, especially when the five or 6 yard variety. You cannot do those things and win games, right? You got to offensively. You got to play better. You look at in the critical moments of the game. You get the ball. Somehow Tennessee gives you the ball back for a one minute, 20 seconds or whatever it was, drive to kick a field goal. All you need is 40 yards, right? Which seems a lot, but you got the ability to do that. All you need is 40 yards and your quarterback comes out and he forces the ball to Nico Collins when the right throw is the check down, right? And then you look a little deeper in that play and Tank, I believe it's Tank Dell, the middle receiver. It's either him or Mechie. You know, they're running curl routes and they're 5 yards away from each other somehow. Like the spacing sucks, right? Like all of that can be fixed. And if it's fixed, the offensive product will be better. The problem is I'm not going to do what the coaches do and come on here and tell you it's all fixable. It's all, they'll get right. It's just another game. It's a long season. Like I'm just under the impression that it's not going to happen. Because it hasn't happened yet.
And now you just got to work around it.
You got to work around it. Now there's going to be teams that you're going to be able to run the football. Like I don't suspect that Jacksonville, again, I haven't turned the page off Tennessee that awful game deserved 2 days of dog cussing.
We'll do a little tape drop tomorrow.
Well, I don't know what, like where Jacksonville ranks in terms of being able to stop the run, yada, yada, yada. I'd imagine it's not very good, but the reality of it is a game when you go out there and Joe Mixon is doing his thing and running the ball well against lesser teams, then, you know, this offense is going to look pretty good.
Yeah, I think a thing that you said that jumped out, and it is when you said the quickest way, I think there are some guys that can't. Right. I don't think
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Check Mason's playing better. Maybe Patterson can, and maybe Juice at crap a new sheet. Position.
All of them are crapshoots. They're not banking on them getting better is not happening.
Right, but maybe's those. I think CJ can play better.
Absolutely. 100%.
I think Dalton Schultz can play better, not block better. I think Dalton Schultz can play better and have more of an impact.
Agreed.
I think Tank Dell can play better. All right. Now, I know the offensive line. Laramie Tunsil can play better. As much as he annoys you and he gets on your nerves, and I think he is a dead man walking in terms of being a Houston Texan after this year. Laramie Tunsil can still be, especially from a pass protection perspective, an elite player in that regard. He can play better. There are some guys that can to where you can fix this, or at least not fix it. Let me take that back. Improve this, because I don't know if there's fixing. There is improving, and I think there is some. Those guys, I think, are guys that I can look at and say, damn it, Tank's better than that. Damn it, CJ's better than that. Damn it, Laramie Tunsil's better than that. As annoying as he is as a player, person, I bet he's cool as hell to hang out with. Schultz can play better. I think it does start with that. And how quickly can they get to that?
Yeah, Ron, and it starts with the quarterback. Instead of talking about, firing the offensive coordinator, which, again, he can be better. There's no question.